Hey, Allison. Can you hear me? Can you
Well,
hear me?
now can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not been a good week. I have a completely new computer, and I wish they would leave things the hell alone. Okay, use this. Hold on just a minute.
Hi. Hey, Frank. You're muted, Frank.
I'm not used to automatically coming in muted. Most of
Why
the
does it
Zoom
do that?
meetings, I don't know. I mean, the meetings I set up, I set it up so that you don't come in muted.
Oh,
You come in unmuted. There's a setting in Zoom.
okay, I'll have to look for it.
Yeah. So I'm seeing Jerry Garcia and Phil Lesh and Bob Weir behind
There
you.
we go.
Yeah, I'm part of the group or the band.
Okay, why aren't my Outlook reminders showing?
Why aren't what?
My Outlook reminders showing. I'm not getting any reminders
I
on
don't
my
know. I've never
calendar.
used Outlook. There's so many better email programs that are less intrusive.
I am not changing one more damn thing.
I mean, I used Eudora for years, and when Eudora disappeared, Thunderbird absorbed what was left of Eudora, and that's what I've been using.
I used Thunderbird for a long time, and then Google changed the setting, and it was not, I was getting all sorts of strange error messages. So now I just use Gmail.
Well, I am using Gmail, but on going through Outlook.
Well, but I mean, I just log into Gmail. I'm just stay logged into Gmail pretty much 24/7. But
Have reminders.
I'm using Outlook in my synagogue because I'm on the IT committee and we're having a project of installing MS365 as the document management system, and Teams comes with it, which is a reasonably, in some ways, not as good as Zoom, in other ways, better because you can use it as a document repository as well as a, and a, and a, you, and a, it combines Slack and Zoom and document management in one confusing package. But once you master it, it's pretty cool. Says somebody who's sort of a third of the way through mastery. I've got a long way
I'm
to
so done with this new computer and everything. It's like, can't we just leave well enough alone? Know, there's I've got extra buttons that I don't know what they do, and
I still haven't forgiven Microsoft for Windows 8.
oh yeah, I've managed to avoid that.
And Windows 7 was the best user interface they ever had. They completely trashed it.
Agree.
And then Windows 10 is sort of two steps back towards Windows 7, but still not quite arriving at the same level. Way, way better than 8, but.
Never had eight, thankfully. I went from 7 to 10.
It was a user frustration, it was designed to frustrate users. If I wanted to, instead of having a nice little button I could click on and see everything I wanted to see on the left corner, on the right side, there was an intrusive menu that would open with all my links when I didn't want it to, but I could never get it to open when I did.
That sounds like the Office Assistant from Windows 97. Office 97.
Little paperclip guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. The paperclip guy was bad, but this was worse. You could ignore the paperclip guy.
This week, my computer has broken. I've gotten a new computer. My credenza, the bottom drawer, dropped out. So I just got finished cleaning that out because, you know, everything is like, oh, I might need this someday. Throw it in the credenza. And so there's a big box ready to go to Goodwill. And they're still haven't shipped my parts to fix the old computer, which happened to be, luckily, under warranty, in home warranty.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm still running Office 97. I use Access from Office 97 for a database program.
I wonder if I can download that somewhere. Oh, and Topaz drove me nuts because they've linked everything together, although I did find my license. They did keep track of my license keys and the downloads for the stuff that links right into Photoshop. And I found my download for Photoshop, but it didn't have the license key, so I went ahead and paying $9.90 a month for Lightroom and Photoshop. And I've never used Lightroom, never.
I've never even opened it.
Me either. I use Nikon View and then go straight into Photoshop.
Right.
The only good thing is now my D750 files will now open in Photoshop directly, the raw files, where they wouldn't before.
Well, but you don't want them to. You want Nikon to do the conversion to TIFF.
Really? Is that better?
Yes, it is. And what you'll find out if you examine your files closely, Photoshop's RAW conversion program leaves a slight halo. And you can see it if you go in at 100%. And the halo is not there if you open your files and convert them in Nikon View.
Where would I find the halo? Where
areas of contrast.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I brought that up.
Because Nikon software understands it and fixes it when the file's open.
Okay.
So where's Bonnie? Bonnie sent me a message through Facebook saying, are you online? And I said, well, I am now, but I didn't know she meant, is the meeting started? So I just messaged her back through Facebook that I just started the meeting. So has anybody gotten their vaccine yet?
My husband got his first one today. I am quite jealous because he's 56 years old, but he's an essential employee. He fixes the heating and air conditioning.
I get mine on Saturday.
Good.
I'm waiting on mine. Apparently, I am the 1B section of 65 plus.
I'm an essential worker. Preschool teacher. I deal with the 4-year-old kids that are literally right up here. I can't wait.
It's not worth it to go be a school teacher. No, I'll wait.
We have a small local pharmacy that's not part of a chain or anything. And she's getting the vaccine. Today was the second day she posted that to Facebook that they'll have the vaccine. So I guess, I'm going to have to wait unless CVS... They don't even you can't even register for it yet on CVS or all the other chain drugstores.
I'm trying to get my parents registered. They're in their 80s and don't have the internet, don't understand the phone chain that they have to do. They get very frustrated. So I've registered them and I have my phone number and email sent up because they're in Texas. I'm in Michigan.
Mm.
So I'm doing my best.
I'm registered through the health district. They sent out an email.
Yeah, we should just go to Florida and get online.
Apparently, I saw something quick on Facebook that they weren't going to let you do that anymore. You had to show proof of residency.
Yeah, because the problem they're having in Florida, those who went and got their first one aren't coming back to get the second one.
Oh.
I'm here.
Here have gotten it at the pharmacies and grocery stores, like Ralph's and Vaughn's.
Yeah, in Texas, it's the grocery stores.
Yeah, in Florida, it's Publix too, right?
Well, that's a grocery store.
Yeah.
Well, I'm registered with Atlantic Health, which is a hospital chain that my primary care physician is affiliated with. And they'll let me know whenever the time comes. And
Kaiser here is saying that, yeah, we don't have enough for everybody. So only 20 people are getting it right now.
Yeah.
But county set up so far 2, and they have another one coming up next week.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm feeling reasonably healthy and I've been careful about social distancing and I work from home. So, you know, it's fine. Let people who are in more jeopardy get it first.
I'm going to go the beginning of May, which I don't think is going to happen because it's too big. And then I'm on the wait list for Columbus in June. And I'm in Pennsylvania State College in July. So I'm hoping I get it by July. I think that's reasonable to hope.
I think part of it is a supply chain problem that there's just so many, you need glass and you need refrigeration and you need all sorts of strange chemicals and that the factories can't get the raw materials and the supplies fast enough to make it as fast as they could.
Depends on which vaccine.
True, but.
Yeah,
Johnson & Johnson is coming out with one that's a one dose too.
Yeah, but that's, you know, they haven't finished the clinical trial on that, so that's a couple months before that'll be legal. And the AstraZeneca one is 2 doses. They don't need to be they can be in a normal refrigerator, but we haven't approved it in the U.S. yet. And even though they've lined up enough manufacturing capacity in theory for 1 billion shots this year, they're behind schedule. So it's, you know, this is something on the order of D-Day, you know, only this is a huge logistical effort and it's not surprising that there are hiccups. In another month, it's going to be a lot smoother and a lot more reliable, I'm sure. And it's just some states are doing pretty well, and some states have over bureaucratized it. And I think the small states in general are doing better than the big states, based on the little I've read about it. Being Israel, but Israel has all of 9 million people, and that makes it a lot easier than California or New York, where there's a lot more people.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Israel, they have wars on a regular basis, so the population is used to accepting instruction from the government and following it, as opposed to Americans who are for our own good sometimes.
Yeah. My husband did say that most of the workers were getting the vaccine, even the ones that refused to wear masks. So
good. So one of my clients has a daughter who's she's doing some sort of ecological work and she's between projects. So she signed up as a volunteer for the Oregon injection program. And her first day on the job, at the end of the day, they had extra vaccine, so she got her first dose immediately.
Oh, there's an idea.
As far as I'm concerned, the best is the enemy of the good. Let's get everybody vaccinated as fast as we can, and if it's not the theoretically ideal process, faster is better than slow. And smoother is better than lumpy. And, you know, so some people in their 80s wait an extra week or two, and some people in their 20s get it sooner. It's the 20s, people in their 20s are more likely to be chain of transmission than people in their 80s. So,
yes, I wondered why they're doing, if they're doing the nursing home workers, why are they doing the residents? You know, if everybody working there has a vaccine, then why are they doing the residents who they haven't let out in a year?
You can still transmit it. You can still transmit it if you've been vaccinated. And visitors.
But they don't know that definitively. You can be the thing I think they're worried about is low grade infection where you're not ill, but you're. Mm-hmm. We've had that problem without the vaccinations of people who weren't ill but transmitted. You know, they were infected but not ill. So, but if the vaccine's really effective and the autoimmune system is really suppressing the virus, the transmissibility from a vaccinated person, especially after the second vaccination, would be pretty low. So. But I understand. I think it's Indonesia where they're injecting all the young people first, in the theory that that will reduce the transmission, which is a logical idea.
All the alcoholics first.
Yeah, you know, if you did it in bars, you'd probably get a very reliable return visits.
Yes,
the bars are closed down.
Or start with anti-maskers.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how many people are going to say they're not wearing their mask.
Yeah.
Also, a lot of those are anti-vax as well as anti-mask. So.
Well, that's what my husband thought. He thought that there wouldn't be, because he's worked with so many people that are anti-mask, but he said there was, everybody's getting their vaccine.
Well, if I was an employer who was essential and I was getting vaccines for my workers, I would say your job depends on you getting this vaccine. You know, it's like, yeah, I can't force you to wear a mask, but if I don't see you getting vaccinated, you're fired.
That's that might be what's happening.
Yeah.
How do you prove that you've been vaccinated? Do you get a certificate?
Yeah, you get a certificate.
Do you get a certificate to say that you've been vaccinated?
Yes.
Well, okay. I mean, if it's done on premises or if it's done with an organization that you've contracted for to do it, then they will tell you every person that they vaccinated too.
Yeah, they're doing it on site at his.
Yeah, well, then you've got real control. You can see exactly who was and wasn't. So.
FedEx just returned my laptop. Hooray!
I think FedEx workers ought to be getting it, and postal workers.
Yeah.
And those people are definitely ought to be high on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we want to get the economy going, we need to vaccinate the workers. Restaurant workers and things like that.
Well, we need,
Well, grocery store workers are getting it because they're considered.
That's good. Yes.
Good.
So good. At least here.
I'm all for that.
And teachers are supposed to start getting theirs next week, I think. At least the school district teachers. I don't know about, you know, private.
Well, so I'm in three concurrent Eventme show virtual shows, and I haven't sold a dang thing. I am not impressed.
Yeah, but you know, is it because of it's Eventme or is the show's not promoting it?
I think it's probably the shows are not promoting it. I think a lot of ones are jumping on the bandwagon, and you know. I'm in a couple of ones that were free, but they're taking a 20% commission.
I just did two virtual shows and I got nothing, zero. It's and all the work it takes to put it together and to their specifications and sizing, and it was hours upon, not hours, days upon days of work, and absolutely zero response.
It took me about a week to put together Eventme fully.
Absolutely, I'm with you on that, and I had to call them several times and have me walk through the directions, and you know, I
at least once it's done, it's done.
Well, that depends. I mean, different audiences want different things, so.
Oh, I put everything on there.
Well,
everything except my large frame pieces, which nobody's going to want to pay $150 to ship.
I think it's because I'm doing jewelry, and you can't buy jewelry like that. You have to try. I spent the time learning the whole fall, learning all about it, and what a disappointment.
I have a former client who I'm still friendly with, who she doesn't sell directly from Instagram, but she gets orders from Instagram. And so she's a jeweler. So there's some people buy jewelry online. I'm sure it's much harder than other kinds of things, but it does happen.
I'm so happy for her.
Sometimes what it is they have a following to begin with and then are told, well, I'm going to be online now, and you can, you know, so people are familiar with them.
Yeah, well, I think that's part of it. I mean, that she does have a following. She's been doing it a long time, and she'd been doing Instagram for a long time. And she does was doing trunk shows. I mean, she was doing mostly wholesale, but she was doing trunk shows. So I would think the people who bought from her directly at the trunk shows would be people.
Yeah, those are her customers.
Yeah.
I have a very large following also, because I've been doing this for, I don't know, 15 years. But I know they're not interested in buying online. You know, I mean, they want to see it and touch it. I didn't expect much from it. I mean, frankly, but I didn't expect zero.
It's got to be really frustrating.
Hey, here's the vaccination card.
Okay.
Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Laminated?
I don't think so, because there's room to fill in other vaccinations.
Okay. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
How did you share that picture with everybody? Because I'm trying to download stuff to show my parents and tell me what it is, and the only way I can think of is do it through Zoom, but I don't know how you shared that picture.
Okay. Who's running the meeting?
It would be me.
Then you have a share button down at the bottom. It says share screen.
Okay.
And it lets you choose either one person or everybody.
Okay.
And you already have to have what you want to share open on your screen.
Okay, so I have to have it
because open. When you click on share, then it lets you choose from the things you have open which you want to share.
Okay, so all those pictures, I have to have them already open.
Right, I opened that picture already, and it was open behind the Zoom window. Okay. So it came up as an option when I wanted to share.
Okay, so yeah, I learned something. Thank you.
Now, if you had a graphics program with three graphics in it, and you open and you clicked on the graphics program, you could show all three graphics.
Right.
If you're in a browser, you can go from one tab to another. You just can't go from one program to another.
Yeah.
Good to know.
But if you want to show people two different programs and you have them both open, you can share the screen, unshare it, and then share it again and show the second program.
Okay. Good to know. Thank you.
And you can see the little green button right at the bottom of the screen, I guess.
Yeah,
that's all. That's what you click on.
When you want to stop sharing, up at the top of the screen is going to be a red button that says stop share.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I was looking how to get out of that, and it wasn't down at the bottom, it was up on top.
On the top, okay.
Right. I did do it a way where I had Well, I was able to open anything on my computer, different kind of share.
Was it Zoom or a different program?
It was Zoom. It was from Zoom.
Okay.
I think you get an option.
There are other, in Microsoft Teams, you can open anything on your desktop. You know, you're not confined. In fact, you can open something, you can share the screen and open something. This is actually more secure this way. But.
No, I can do picture, multi-pictures on a page, and I just got to know who they are in the pictures or photos. Okay. So that'll work.
Now, you actually can enable somebody else to share the screen. You make them a co-host, and then they can share their screen too.
Can barely handle Zoom.
Well, I'm not telling you should. I'm just telling you you can.
If you have to be talking to somebody who knows to mute, yeah.
She gets very frustrated. It's very hard that I can't be there to help her because she's just overwhelmed.
Yeah. Well, the Zoom share screen should make it better for both of you by a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can't figure out why the computer won't turn on. It's not on. Mom, there's an on button.
Oh, no.
That's...
Or plug now we have the
sound.
First.
She doesn't wear the sound button, so she's got the phone and the computer, and she talks on the phone. That's what I'm dealing with. Yeah.
How about the tech support joke where the woman calls tech support and my computer won't turn on? And as a last resort, after going through all these things, he says, is it plugged in? She says, well, I can't see behind the computer. The power is out.
Yeah, that's her. That would, yeah.
Yeah. I did, in my days of hardware support, I did National Institutes of Health. And boy, those scientists are really, really smart and really, really clueless.
I have a theory, Allison, that whereas intelligence is a rare event in the universe, stupidity is universal.
I turned on several computers.
Okay.
Well, then I'll ask another question, just out of curiosity. When you're doing your pictures for juries, do they want them black, white background, gray background, or?
What's your medium?
Wearable art. You did one that was all black. And then I have some that are white to gray. And then I have some that are all white.
Okay, what? I would keep away from the white for jurying.
Okay.
Because if you apply to a show that projects the images, the jurors get blinded.
Okay.
But all your backgrounds should match for your jury set. So it's not a distraction.
Does it matter which one?
No, except for white.
Now, if I send them to you, can you change the background?
Depends on, I'd have to see the image, but
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I could say definitely, but I don't know what it would cost until I see the image.
Okay. Thank you.
Does anybody have any use for a Bluetooth mouse?
What?
A Bluetooth mouse.
Oh.
I figured out that I cannot use, I have to buy them together, I guess, to use both the Bluetooth keyboard and the Bluetooth mouse at the same time.
What? Well, then it uses the same receptacle that plugs in.
No, this is a purely, there's nothing plugged in on this keyboard, nothing. It's all Bluetooth.
Right. Something has to plug into the USB port on the computer.
Nope.
Did the Bluetooth keyboard come with the computer?
It was given to me by my husband who was using it, but there's no little plug. But this mouse has a plug, but this mouse came with no plug. It's supposed to connect by Bluetooth. Yeah, I don't have that for the keyboard.
Interesting.
Is it missing?
No, it doesn't. It connects by Bluetooth.
Right, but there has to be.
Nope.
If there's a
sender
Bluetooth
and a receiver.
If there's a receiver built into the, there could be a receiver built into the machine, into the computer.
No, well, this is, the, I've used this.
And then it has to pair.
It doesn't have a, I have cooked this baby up and without any kind of a connector, it hooks up, my mouse works, but then the keyboard quits working. And they're both Bluetooth, like your phone connects to your car without plugging it in.
Mm-hmm. Well,
why do you want to use a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse?
I want to free up a port. Remember, I'm a photographer. I have drives hanging off of drives and USB hubs hanging off of USB hubs. And
do you have a powered USB hub?
Yes, I found some in my credenza.
No, because that's what you need.
But I have one. My old computer had two USB ports on it, on the computer itself. This one has only one C, one A, and then the video screen plug-in. So I've got like one USB A port on this computer. But I've got everything hanging off the C, but I want to hang, there's some stuff like those power external drives that you want to hang off, you know, where I can get to them, that I plug them in and out.
Did you look at a docking station?
Oh, I've got a docking station. I've got a Thunderbolt and then a docking station attached to that. It's a mess back there. But I just wanted to be able to have some simple stuff up front. You know, everything else is behind the computer. And I've got a little rack that all my drives are on. But I just wanted to use this USB port.
And you're talking about a laptop, right?
Yeah, I got a laptop.
Do you have USB ports on the back?
Nope. I had the Thunderbolt, the C connector. I had the Thunderbolt connected to that. And then the Thunderbolt has all kinds of stuff. It has
a Mac or a PC?
PC.
I don't know. Powered USB hub.
Hmm?
Powered.
Well, I plugged it out. I got this one. I didn't realize it wasn't a powered one, but it works for the mouse. But that means I got this mouse that I paid for that I can't use. I'm gonna have to.
Yeah, I would not use a USB mouse because a wired mouse is much more accurate. And actually, you can get even better than that if you get a gaming mouse.
It works fine. You know, this mouse, my old mouse that has the USB plug-in that works wirelessly. That's.
See, I'm using one of these with. Each one of my computers, my laptop and my desktop. It's a gaming mouse from Taipan. Taipan is the manufacturer's name. And it's much more accurate than a regular mouse.
Well, this one
and it's
works
great
fine.
With Photoshop.
It works fine for me. Remember, I'm blurring. I'm not getting real detailed. I'm taking out detail.
I find with my wireless mouse that periodically it sends a little signal that I don't want, and I'm typing in the middle of a word three lines up or three lines down from where I think I'm working. And since I've upgraded, well, actually, since I've plugged my
that's the wheel. That's the wheel.
The wheel?
Yeah, the wheel jumps three lines.
Okay, well, I didn't think I was touching the wheel, but. I bought a wired mouse since then and I haven't plugged it in yet, but it's like, I don't know. It hasn't been bothering me anywhere nearly as much the last couple of weeks as it was last actually couple of months as it was for the previous several.
The sensor? Click clean the sensor with
the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that helps.
Cleaning the sensor, okay.
Get a Q-tip.
Well, but I mean, I might not. I mean, I've put the used the mouse. I've clicked, and then I put my hands on the keyboard. I'm not touching the mouse, and all of a sudden, the cursor's on a different line.
Yeah. See, the wheel jumps three lines.
Okay.
And that may be it or may not.
But if I'm not touching the mouse when it happens,
well.
Maybe somebody it generally remote. Happens when I'm not touching the mouse. If I was right. touching the mouse, I would understand what was happening. I clicked wrong, or you know, I triggered a signal. But I'm in Gmail typing with both hands, and the mouse is 5 inches away from where I'm typing, and all of a sudden I'm in the middle of the wrong line.
Maybe it's the TV remote in the other room.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Remember, I told you about the smoking machine. Maybe you're running something over.
No, it's messy, but it's not all the wires are visible.
Oh, I need a raised floor. I've back there now and then and turn things off.
I've got power cables and one USB cable. Well, actually two USB cables. One from the modem to the router and one from the computer to the router.
Is anybody from the Chicago area?
Not me.
Not this week.
I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. Karen's in Oregon.
I'm wondering what's going on. Is anybody planning on doing any shows, or are there any shows in the Chicago area that are going to be up and running?
I have a client. He doesn't do art fairs anymore, but he wants to do a food and spirits fair in July in Chicago.
I think Amy Amder is putting on some of hers. I've seen some. I haven't paid much attention because I don't go to Chicago.
Well, I was at a couple of her shows last year. I didn't participate in them, but I have participated in many of her shows. And they were pretty dead. I mean, dead.
Amy Amder doesn't have a great reputation on most of her shows, from what I can figure out.
I don't know if anybody's drawing anybody to their shows now.
Well, it looks like Florida's getting, the ones that are going on are getting pretty good crowds.
Yeah, this is the first year I haven't been in Florida in a long time. I just can't risk going down there.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of getting rid of all the show stuff, getting rid of my trailer and my carts and my whole setup. I'm a metal sculptor. And medium to large scale stuff. It's just too much of a schlep. But the Chicago shows were convenient for me, but they haven't been on. So
it really is going to depend on how fast the vaccine rollout goes, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think fall will be all right.
We're all waiting to see that.
Right. Yeah. So my hope, and my optimistic side says by midsummer, we should be in much, much better shape. And we won't be perfect yet, but it should be adequate for outdoor shows to work. And by next fall, things should be a lot closer to the old normal than they are now.
Well, fall is not a good season for me. get too cold up here.
Well, I'm thinking September.
Well, September's just fair.
Okay.
Our season is usually more or less over.
Well, what's happening is a lot of the shows are postponing till later in the year. So yeah. The shows won't be over in September. They might just be getting started.
Yeah, but will the customers be there?
Well, I mean, the customers will be there whenever the shows come back. No. People are dying to get out and walk shows, just like artists are dying to do the shows.
Well, you might be right about that in this circumstance, but in the past, in the regular world, the season got very weak after September, after Labor Day.
Larry, I don't think it was the right figure of speech.
Yeah, I know, dying.
That could apply to the shows going on right now, wherever they are.
Right. And there are shows going on right now.
Yes.
In Florida. Yep, I see them.
Yeah. Same place where you don't have to wait online to get your vaccine.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody, I've got a friend in Florida, likened it to buying concert tickets.
Well, in the Chicago area, they're starting to give the vaccine to my age group, and they are giving it, but you don't have enough vaccine, you can hardly get in.
Yeah, that's gonna improve rather quickly now.
I hope so. Yeah, I think so.
Because it's only been a week since Biden took office, and they found out Trump had no plan for getting the vaccine out there.
Right. Oh, what a surprise! Yeah. It's just criminal that he did.
That defense order where, I don't remember what it's called, but, it like boosts up production as a national security issue.
Yeah, the Defense Production Act. I think he's either invoked it or going to invoke it on some of the things.
Well, he did supposedly for the vaccine production.
Well, they were producing the vaccine, but they were dropping it into the states without any distribution.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And probably going to the Republican states, not the Democrat states.
Right.
California's got it, but we have such a population that even though we have it, they have to reserve that second dose for anybody who has the first one.
You see, that was the problem. That once they stopped reserving that second dose, more people are getting vaccinated because they'll be getting more dosages in 2 weeks.
We hope.
Yeah, but people I know who got the first dose can't make an appointment for the second dose now. So it may be ineffective.
Well, it's not ineffective.
They give you the appointment when you get the first one.
Yeah. Yes, I got my second appointment when I got the first one. So I'm set for both.
Yeah, they don't do that here. They're all screwed up. Several providers, including Walgreens and CVS, et cetera, they are not doing that. You make an appointment, if you're lucky to get an appointment, and then you go in there and get your first shot, but I don't want to do that until I know that the second shot is going to be available.
Well, it's not, the protocol is you get the second shot in 2 weeks, but the evidence is that if it's 4 weeks or 6 weeks, you have some protection from the first shot. You get much more protection by when you get the second one, but if you have it within a few weeks as opposed to 2 weeks, you're not at risk of needing it. It's still appropriate. There are drugs where you need to have a booster shot within 6 months or within a year. And while the clinical trials were with 2-week cycles, that doesn't mean that the 2-week cycle is necessary. England has elected to basically give everybody one dose as fast as they can and then catch up on the second doses whenever they can.
But that's a bailout effort. It's sad because what's going to happen is a lot of these people are going to get the disease because they're going to either be too stretched out, and they say, we're going to, what they need to do, and they're working on it now, is Johnson & Johnson's one dose.
Right.
And that's it. Because if you're not going to get, who wants to take the risk? I don't anyway.
Yeah, I had to wait. Like, I got my Shingrix shot, the first one, and I was supposed to get the second one at 2 months, and they sent me a reminder, and I called them, and they said, well, we don't have any. It was like 9 months before I got my second one, but they said that was cool. So I don't know.
That's okay with shingles, but it's not the same thing with this drug, with this disease.
Won't let you get a shingles booster in less than 2 months. They feel you need the 2 months for the body to be ready for the second one. And again, because we had a very aggressive clinical trial process, we don't actually know. You might actually be better off waiting 4 weeks for the booster than two.
Hmm.
You know, we just don't know that stuff.
But the uncertainty can kill you.
My screen is.
Well, true.
One mouse.
But the uncertainty can kill you while you're waiting for the first dose.
that's true. But if you're careful, you've got a good chance. But you don't want to have to be your whole life locked up, you know.
I know. I am waiting for the day where I can hug people again.
Yeah.
It's an awful thing, but it's better to be locked up than be in the hospital going through that mess. But
an acquaintance of mine,
her
husband was on a ventilator for 3 months.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure you ever recover from that.
No.
You're so debilitated by the time you're off.
Well, in the New York Times this weekend, they had a big magazine article on they call the long haulers.
Yeah.
People, you know, got rid of the major part of it and then just had a wait forever.
My brother-in-law got the virus. He's in Missouri. And after he recovered from the virus, he broke out in shingles, even though he had his shingles vaccination. Oh, so wow. The doctor is telling him that this virus could still possibly trigger shingles, which sounds pretty scary.
Yeah.
Another couple that I know, they also got the virus. They're from back east, and they had blood clots in their lungs, which later scarred over and has reduced their capacity for breathing. So there are side effects if you get it. It's not something you take lightly.
I read this stuff. I hear it. I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I get wigged out when I go to the local grocery store because they're doing such a poor job of wearing masks.
I go to the more expensive grocery store because they're doing a better job.
Yeah.
I'm scared to go to our local food line.
Yeah.
They're not enforcing, at least at Giant, they've got somebody by the door saying, would you like a mask? Otherwise you can't get in.
Mm. A lot of people around here like the motorcycle mask, which is not adequate. Other people are wearing just thin bandanas over their nose and that's not adequate. It's not enough protection. And now I'm reading that if we really want to kick the virus, we need to have a double mask, the N95 and a cloth mask. So I think in a couple of weeks, I'm going to go back to mask making and start just handing them out free just to get it done.
I got some things that it has an adhesive on the part of the mask. You put it inside the mask. It seems to be pretty good.
Good.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly very good by me about wearing masks, but unfortunately, some people wear them over their mouths and not their noses.
Yeah, I don't understand why they don't get it.
You don't, and you're afraid to confront anybody.
I've got one mask. These metal
pieces that you just crimp over your nose.
I ordered those. I have those, and I'm going to work on a no fog mask, Allison. It's just a separate piece of fabric that goes above the mask, and it should help with the fogging.
Those little pieces that they sell as a mask thing, they don't work more than a few times. They break. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, bending back and forth, you put them through the wash and reform it, and it snaps.
I have a different product that I've been sewing to make masks, and it's like a piece of stereo cable. It's two wires with a plastic casing over it. It's a flat cable. It's not just a metal strap. It's more like what you have on a coffee bag, but longer.
This was something like it looks like what they use in the disposable masks.
Right, I've seen those.
It works the first couple of times,
but the point is, most of these masks should be single use and disposable, but it's hard to keep up with that.
Yeah.
For all the tech talk we've had today, what I'm doing here is very basic. I'm winding off a skein of yarn that's been dyed. I've had this for 6 years. I think it's time for me to get down to getting this done. It's very labor intense. It's silk, but
cake winder.
Well, I've got one of those, but it's harder to clamp on the table here, so I'm doing it by hand. I have a whole bag of these skeins to do. So
okay.
It's the best medieval technology available.
Those work better.
No plug-ins, right.
Anyway, I wish you all luck. I've got to get, I've really got nothing to do, but I've got something to do.
Okay.
I had more to do.
All right. Bye, Bill.
Everybody, luck. And bye, Bill. I don't know whether to sell my equipment or not. I still have my studio, which rent? I rent separately.
Can you rent your display?
Can I what?
Rent. Rent your display.
I guess so, but I don't know if I'm ever going to use it again.
Well, I mean, I don't do shows anymore, but I kept my pro panels, and I make between $1,000 and $2,000 a year renting them. Mm-hmm. And it worked out so well, I bought another set and a half. They're all the same color, so I could do a bigger display if I need to.
I think I live too far in the boonies for anybody. I
have kind of an unusual display. I don't use pro panels. I'm probably one of the few people who don't, because originally with my work, when I hang it on, it's pretty heavy. It can be heavy, not as heavy as it used to be. It pulls that fabric loose, and then, or otherwise you just have to hang it over the top, and it's limited. But my work is very unusually shaped, and they're all different, so. I don't know. That's the way I got started, and I just did it. It seemed to work okay. You know, I still got the tent set up and the trailer. Got a nice trailer. So anyway, I wish everybody good luck and stay healthy, and see you on the road again.
All right.
Thanks, Larry. Again.
Anybody else want to say something?
Larry, you again?
What?
I'm a full-time wife now. My husband retired. That's him walking back and forth. He's unpacking his stuff.
That's right. I wondered how that was going to go.
Well, you drove down Friday and started unpacking his car, and now he's taking the boxes out of the garage into his cave and unpacking them and seeing what other stuff that he had here to replace. And I have to go through and make room for him. So already did some stuff. We're putting together boxes of stuff for to take into the temple for whenever we have a bazaar or whatever again. Some stuff to go to Streets of Hope, which is a homeless help organization. So, and it was hailing here this morning. So,
where are you, Katie?
San Diego. We have snow in our nearby mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's cold. We're getting the Santa Ana winds through, which are like 40 miles an hour right now, although certain areas are going up to 60 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the trees are going.
I'm just waiting for snow. I don't get many good pictures in the winter with the bare branches. So
well, our hail melted within 15 minutes. The snow is up on the mountains. That's east of where we are. So. They had on the news, they had people running around and stomping through it and saying, oh, I should have worn something warmer. They're out there with a sweatshirt on. I think the high today is 54, was estimated to be that, and which is a bit low for here. But, down into the 40s at night.
I won't see 50 for another two more months.
Well, we've seen 50, but it's been...
I think we had 80s.
Oh, it was 20 degrees.
It hit like 90. So
I had to take the cat to the vet this morning. I had to go up and warm up the Jeep before I put her in it. It's three down, two to go.
Yeah, it's been a mild winter so far.
Well, that's global warming.
Yeah.
Aside from the occasional dips in the Arctic, it's going to be mild from now on. So... Go ahead.
The wind's whipping around again, watching the neighbor's tree going.
We had a bunch of trees taken out last year. A bunch of really, really tall, spindly pine trees.
Oh.
Well, not really. They weren't spindly. They were pretty big, but they only had growth up on the top.
Oh. Well, we have eucalyptus trees across the street, and now the street is covered with small branches and bark and leaves, and the stamens from the flowers are all over the place. So like little hairs about this long. It's like a
that's good natural dye material. You should be collecting that.
It's a white stamen.
Mm-hmm. But the bark and the leaves have a lot of tannin in it for natural dyes.
Hmm.
If you want to come over and pick some
up.
It's only, what, 2,500 miles away?
Right. Just straight down 101, right.
Well, if you can hop over onto 5, and that goes...
Okay, that's a little faster, but not as pretty.
Because 5 goes from Canada down into, I think, all the way down to Panama.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's the same, but it's the same road. my grandfather one time, he drove down, he was in Vancouver, Canada, and he drove all the way down to Belize, which is Central America.
Quite an adventure.
Yeah, well, yeah. My sister along for part of it, so. And the road continued. I mean, it was still that, they called it International Highway or something. California 5 or U.S. Highway 5.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am thinking I should go do something else. It's nice to see you all. I'll see you next week.
Nice to see you too, Frank. Till next time.
I'm going to have the computer figured out by then.
And Larry, I'll send you those pictures sometime today.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Be well.
Include your phone number.
What?
With my phone. Include your phone number in the email.
I will.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye. Bye.